Youth Express is the segment that we have now, and we have been featuring talented youth on the radio for many, many years here at SLB, and this hour is devoted to just that. And the Sunburst School of Music, located in Squirrel Hill, is going to be having an open house a week from today, and we'll talk a little bit about that with instructor Mike Myers. Not that Mike Myers, the other Mike Myers, which I'm sure he hears a lot, but we'll talk with him about that in a bit. But first, we're going to hear from two of his students. They both go to Taylor Auderdice, Pittsburgh Public Schools, and we have Sean Whitney and Sydney Samuels.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Said maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my wonderwall. Today was gonna be the day, but they'll never throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you're not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. I said maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my wonderwall. And maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my wonderwall.
Youth Express, featuring Sean Whitney and Sydney Samuels. And Sean, tell me about that song. Did you write that song?
I did not write that song. Okay. I wish I did. No. That is Wonderwall by Oasis.
Oh, there you go, showing my ignorance. sorry about that. I have a rule that it's okay to advertise your ignorance. You know, what I could have done is Googled the lyric and said, oh yeah, there's a song by Oasis called Wonderwall. You sang it really well.
Thank you.
You both sing well together. Tell me about yourself. I know you go to Taylor Auderdice.
Yeah.
Are you from that same area?
Yeah, I live in Squirrel Hill.
And how long have you played guitar?
For a little over 3 years now, and I would say.
What got you interested in learning the instrument?
Well, growing up, I've always listened to a lot of rock music from my dad. So he really wanted me to learn because he tried to teach both of my brothers, but they never really picked it up. So I was the final one because I'm the youngest of three siblings. So he was, I was the last hope there.
And he plays, I gather.
He does play.
Do you two play together at all?
Yeah, occasionally. That's, we probably should more, but
that's a nice thing. Do you share any common groups that you like or music that you enjoy?
Yeah, I mean, we like most of the artists. Like, we both, I would say that our music interests are pretty much the same.
Excellent. Speaking, you mentioned your dad, but is there anybody else you'd like to give a shout out to or say hello to?
Any of my other family that's listening, and my mom who's looking at me right now.
She's looking through the glass. She knew you were saying hello to her at the same time. What was hard about learning the guitar, or what do you think was the toughest hurdle to get over?
I would say pretty close to the beginning, actually, where a lot of people who learn guitar say there's a hump in the beginning that you have to get over, otherwise you're not going to make it, because you have to learn like a whole bunch of different notes and everything, especially for me, because I'd never played an instrument before. So it was my first time doing anything musical at all.
Wow.
So.
And how old are you now?
14, turning 15 this month.
So you are heading in the, or you are in 10th grade?
Ninth.
Now? Ninth. Sorry about that. I guess I made you older, so that's okay. But that would be tough to be learning, an instrument for the first time. There's something else I wanted to ask you, and I lost my train of thought. I'm pretty good at not losing my train of thought. I was curious about other interests, I guess, that you might have, too.
I love playing video games, and reading, I would say, are my two other biggest hobbies.
And I know what I was thinking of asking you. Now, you went, your dad taught you some things, and I'm not, I'm curious about what it was like to go to Mike, who, you know, is somebody who teaches guitar for a living. I think it's different when it's not a member of your own family.
Oh, yeah, it's way different.
Can you explain a little bit about that?
Well, first off, you have to get to know your new instructor, because they have to learn who you are and, like, how you learn, I would say, because not everyone learns the same way. So it's definitely hard for the instructor as well. But from the student's perspective, it's also completely different, because you're getting taught a completely different way. And then Mike's also a lot more knowledgeable in music than my dad,
let me just mention, is it Mr. Whitney,
yeah.
Your dad? He meant that in the nicest way possible.
I did. Son. No hard feelings.
He meant that Sean was really complimenting Mike and not dissing you. No, I don't. Sir, it is very different.
And, yeah.
I think of my dad teaching me how to drive. Oh, my God. Compared to a driving instructor teaching me how to drive. Much better with the drive. Not better, but the driving instructor has a lot of experience in teaching people how to drive.
He's more accustomed to doing that.
Yes. Well, let's meet Sydney, who's here with us, too. Sydney Samuels. You've been here as an actress before, an actor with Gemini Theater. And are you also learning guitar?
No, I'm just vocals.
Okay. And you're part of some of the rock programs that they've had. So tell me more about you.
So I also go to Alderdice. I'm a sophomore this year, and this is a completely new experience for me being in a rock band. I'm used to Disney princess songs and big theatrical songs, and now I'm here singing rock classics, and I'm loving it.
Well, that's great. What prompted you to get out of that comfort zone?
I really love music in general, and I love singing, and I love learning about the lyrics and the storytelling behind it. And this is just a new genre to explore, and Sunverse has been so open to trying to teach me that, and so that's what sparked the interest.
Now, I'm curious, have you ever done karaoke?
Yes.
Okay, now I haven't, and I'd like you to contrast what it's like to do karaoke and compare that with what it's like to have a live musician that is right next to you when you're playing.
It is so different. I think the best thing is the feeling when you're in karaoke. It's just you. But when you're playing live in a band, there's other people, and everybody is so full of energy, and it's just an amazing thing to be a part of.
Yeah. I mean, we know that Sean is not, you know, he's real.
Yes.
That's one difference. But it is, I think, the experience, because you influence one another and you change as you play and as you perform. Anybody you want to give a shout out to at all?
My mom and my sister who are out there now, and my family who's all listening, they've given me unconditional support and love, and I wouldn't be able to do anything without them.
Great. And any derisive comments about Sean's dad or anything?
And no.
He's laughing out there. I got to be Sean. I got your back. It's okay. It's going to be all right. You sound great together, and you've got one more song, right? And
yes.
Before we go to that, let's go to Mike Myers, who's here. Mike, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Tell me about yourself first.
So I am a musician from Pittsburgh. So I've been teaching at Sunburst for the past 4 years, and we're going to be celebrating our 5th year anniversary along with our fall open house next Saturday.
And one of the things that Sunburst does that I think is kind of cool is they'll show up at some festivals, the Summer Reading Extravaganza earlier in the year. They brought a bunch of instruments, and you could basically get a free quick music lesson.
Yeah, exactly. You can come by, and then we usually do a lot of these free mini lessons where people get the experience. They get to see some of our instructors, and it's a really fun time because we love being in the community.
It's like an instrument petting zoo.
Yeah, it could be like that. An instrument petting zoo. I never thought of it like that.
Well, no, you get a chance. Honestly, you get a chance to touch and play a real instrument and to see if it might make sense for you to do so.
And I think for people, it's an experience where they think music is sometimes not a thing they can do. But our goal is to make music a very tangible thing that they can do, because anyone can play an instrument. It's just finding the right instructor that can meet your needs and find out what you want to do with it.
When did you start playing? And tell me, did you grow up in Pittsburgh?
I grew up in the South Hills. I started piano when I was 6. And then towards my senior year in high school, I was like, I need to be in a band. So I must learn guitar. And so my entire senior year was nothing but guitar.
Wow.
And I can't describe how much music in general means to me, and it's really fun to think I work for an organization where I can look at every single teacher, and it's the same story, that music is their passion, their drive, it's what they do, and our goal is to make students, regardless of age, if they've learned an instrument before, or this their first time, to really find out what they want to do with it.
Yeah, and the open house is coming up. It's a week from today at Sunburst School of Music, which is in Squirrel Hill. And, there are lots of music people who provide music lessons or who sell instruments, and we feature their students. And it's kind of cool, actually, how many musicians we have in the Pittsburgh area that are working, teaching, and affiliated with schools.
So you have
a lot of different choices to make. And I've been here for a long time, and there seem to be more and more just niche, special places where you can go. For you guys, it's right in the community where you live, so it's easy to get to in Squirrel Hill, and it's great to see it flourishing.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place to be, that especially where we're located. All the students that we have throughout the surrounding communities, Friendship, Regent Square, Sewickley, Squirrel Hill, it's just an awesome location.
Now, I was curious, for both of you, really, are you interested in creating original music as well as covers?
Oh, yeah, I definitely am.
Good. Have you done it yet?
I've done it a little bit, but I struggle a little bit with it, so...
I will plug right here. So the program that they're in, the Sunburst Rocks program, so it's students that are not just taking a private lesson. They have a 2-hour band rehearsal weekly. Our next season starting the fall is called Uncovered. So they're not doing covers. We are going to be teaching them how to do original writing, and they're going to be creating original set lists.
Count on us to help you with that in terms of broadcast. Seriously, having you perform here, especially including you on our 24/7 Youth Express service, we'd really love to do that. And, 2-hour band rehearsal, so this everybody shows up on time, I hope. And sometimes you talk about firing the drummer before he gets there, and do you make it like a real life?
It really is. It's all the things that I wish I learned about in being in a band that I figured out on my own, we're now doing with them, and they are just fantastic students. And for the record, I've taught Dave. Sean's dad is a fantastic guitarist and singer.
Yeah, I mean, and hopefully a good sport too. I'm sure he is. When you do that, do you talk about the business of music at all?
Oh, absolutely. When we talk about this is what it's like to be a band, we'll even go into like social media. We'll talk about how you book a show, how you network with other bands, because those were all things I kind of had to figure out on the fly as I was doing it. And then through that experience, that's what we try to bring to these programs.
Well, that's just great. Well, Sunburst School of Music, a week from today. And Sunburst, I should know the website.
It is sunburstmusic.com, and you can call us at 412-475-8280.
Thank you. And we're going to get one more song to close out our segment. Before we do that, did either of you want to say anything that I maybe didn't ask you or that popped into your head?
So Sunburst is just an amazing place. We have band with the same people for 2 hours every week, and we've really become such good friends, and we've bonded over the music, but it's also a lot more than that. Our personalities all just seem to work, and with Mikey too. So, I mean, it's definitely, if you're thinking about wanting to start an instrument, wanting to learn vocals, this is the place to go.
And who else is in your band? Is it just the two of you, or are there others that...
There are two others. Their names are Jacob and Truman. They're probably listening right now, so hello to you if
Hi,
you
guys.
Are.
Hi, guys. Where are you? We would. It's great to have you both here. It's holiday weekend too. The other thing, did you guys know each other well in high school?
No, we actually just met this first year. He's from Sterrett, and I went to Colfax for middle school, and we met through this program. And then turns out we were both going to Alderdice.
How cool is that? Yes. That's great. What song are you gonna finish up here with?
We're gonna end with X's and O's by Ellie King.
Thank you for all that information up front. So here, once again, with our thanks from Sunburst School of Music, we have Sydney Samuels and Sean Whitney.
Well, I had me a boy, turned him into a man. I showed him all the things that he didn't understand. Whoa. And then I let him go. Now there's one in California who's been cursing my name, 'cause I found me a better lover in the UK. Hey, until I made my getaway. One, two, three, they gonna run back to me, 'cause I'm the best baby that they never gotta keep. One, two, three, they gonna run back to me. Always wanna come, but they never wanna leave. X's and the O's, they haunt me like ghosts. They want me to make them all. They won't let go. X's and O's. I had a summer lover down in New Orleans. Kept him warm in the winter, left him frozen in the spring. My. How the seasons go by. Get high and I love to get low, so the hearts keep breaking and the heads just roll. You know, that's how the story goes. One, two, three, they gonna run back to me, 'cause I'm the best baby that they never gotta keep. One, two, three, they gonna run back to me. Always wanna come, but they never wanna leave. Climbing over mountains and sailing overseas. One, two, three, they gonna run back to me. Always wanna come, but they never wanna leave. X's and the O's, they haunt me like ghosts. They want me to make them all. They won't let go. X's and the O's.
Youth Express with some great music. Thank you, Sean and Sydney and Mike from Sunburst School of Music.